socks.
My socks, my jacket, my watch, my bracelet.
I told him, thank God he gave that jacket away. Yeah.
I love that jacket, man. Shout out to shout out to Chase Infinite.
All right. Well, no, but you the reason I say that, not that it's not a nice jacket, but you've been wearing that shit every single day.
Yeah, when you I like it. I've been wearing them shoes every day since I got them. I'm wearing that jacket and shoes.
And those shorts, but I'm glad you kept those on.
Yeah. I didn't have no underwears on, so I couldn't get either way.
Yes, emoticon.
Hey Jay, I know who has your watch, yo. How much do you like that watch?
No, man, it's good. It's their watch. It's not my watch no more. It's their watch.
Oh, no doubt. All right, so the ransom won't work. They wanted $50 million for it. But.
So anyway, and you did walk outside barefoot and all of that. That was incredible. Did you wash your feet,
man,
when you got home?
I've been walking outside barefoot all my life.
Did you wash your feet when you got home?
No.
Incredible. All right, so anyway, this is the exciting thing, though, is that we have new music from you. Everybody's been waiting, you know, as you know.
Yes.
So let's talk about how, because it's interesting to me how you even came up with how did you get the beat for the song? Let's talk about that.
I asked on Twitter, because people always, you know, ask me to send beats with email or whatever, so I told them email to send it to. Then I just got on iChat, I put my screen name up there, and they was hitting me, and everybody was sending me beats, and I was going through them, and I heard that one, and I wanted to do something on it immediately, so I was doing it. Just in the crib, just walking around, going spitting to it, and then I called Puff to let him hear it because I wanted to get his opinion on it. He was like, "Nick, I'm getting on that. Let's go to the studio right now."
And you did.
And we did, and we did it. I did the first verse. He came in, he did it. He added the sprinkles and peppers and spices like he do on it. Then I wrote the second verse in the studio. Well, you was there.
Yeah, I was there.
you was at the studio.
Right. No, but it was incredible.
But the people were okay.
What'd you say? Yeah, the people weren't there. So, and let's talk about the title, okay, of the song. It's called "The Ghost of Christopher Wallace," which is risky. You know, so tell us why you decided.
It's not really risky in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, it's how I really feel. I like a lot of the artists that's out, I like a lot of music that's out, but I don't get excited as I used to get about rap music. You know what I'm saying? Like, more times than not, when I click on something new, you know what I'm saying? It feels good, I like it, but, and it could be good, it could be great, you know what I'm saying? But I don't get that necessarily feeling of what I'm used to getting when something would come out. And then, you know, I just think that when Big was around and when at that time period when people used to rhyme, you know what I'm saying, like it was more than just the rhymes and the skill, it was also the spirit of the person that you would tap into, you know what I'm saying? So I really wanted to invoke that energy, you know what I'm saying? Biggie is my favorite. I wanted to invoke that energy onto this record. Puff was on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can't name it nothing else but The Ghost of Christopher Wallace.
Okay. Well, good. I'm excited to hear it. We're going to debut it right now. All right, so that's it. Why don't you introduce it? Come on, let's go.
All right, we on the morning after with Angela Yee. This is the one and only Jay Electronica, and you're now getting ready to get your head blasted off with The Ghost of Christopher Wallace featuring at I Am Diddy.
Yes, son. Let's do it. Shade 45.